Samira Hamidi knows all too well why people try to flee Afghanistan. Hamidi's lived there all her life, until very recently, risking her life daily as a women's rights campaigner.
You leave home in the morning and you don't know if you return safe in one piece.
Hamidi joined Amnesty International a few months ago and finally moved to a safer location. Now she's heading up Amnesty's drive to stop European Union governments from sending Afghans back to their dangerous homeland. The NGO has documented cases of returnees from Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden, including unaccompanied minors and young adults who'd arrived in Europe as children, some who couldn't remember ever living in Afghanistan, or who were deported back to places they'd never been.
The reason we have gathered today, Amnesty International has noticed that the situation in Afghanistan is extremely volatile at the moment. There's a high rate of civilian casualties, and Afghanistan is no more safe from south to north, east to west. And the reason we are here is...
Hamidi's outside the European Parliament at a demonstration before heading in to brief lawmakers about why the campaign called Keep Afghans Safe is so necessary.
The situation in Afghanistan is extremely volatile. Sending minors, sending people, young boys and girls who are not even born in Afghanistan, back to a country where it's unknown to them. Sending people who took long and difficult journeys to arrive here for a better life for themselves and their families is totally unjust and unfair. It's the time for the European politicians to reconsider their decision on this, and they should put a ban on sending any Afghan back to Afghanistan.
Najib Azad, a 26-year-old Afghan pursuing a master's degree in Amsterdam, has heard the stories about the fate of compatriots less fortunate than himself. That's one reason he joined the campaign to keep Afghans safe.
There has been a returnee from UK who got killed in Afghanistan. Another one who was reported from Hamburg who committed suicide in Kabul.
Azad himself hasn't been able to visit his home district of Ghazni in 9 years. As members of Afghanistan's Hazara ethnic minority, Azad tells DW his whole family had to flee due to targeted persecution by the Taliban.
Because of the conflict, my family has left Afghanistan. I have my family in London, in Austria, in Australia even. Like, we worry all the time when there's an explosion. Like, we keep calling every friend and family member.
Dutch member of the European Parliament Judith Sargentini accuses EU governments of violating the international legal principle of non-refoulement, expelling a person involuntarily to a territory where he or she fears threats to life or freedom.
And when it comes to sending people back to Afghanistan, very often this is not a safe thing to do. I think most of the member states that actually send people back are not respecting the treaties.
Sargentini also blasts the Joint Way Forward, an agreement signed between Brussels and Kabul in 2016, she characterizes as promising EU development aid in exchange for Afghanistan making it easier for European governments to return failed asylum seekers.
It is insane, and the Joint Way Forward deal of 2 years ago suggested that we would set up a whole reintegration system for people. But how do you reintegrate people in a country that gets more insecure by the day, that is very poor, and people that actually don't want to be there? That is quite impossible.
Just this week, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan released figures showing civilian casualties are on the rise. Already this year, almost as many people have been killed as in all of 2017. But Juan Dragos Tudorache, a migration official with the European Commission, told the European Parliament's hearing that situation is taken into account when legal decisions are made about who to send back and where. Tudorache also says the European Commission does as much follow-up as possible on returnees and has looked into some allegations, such as that unaccompanied minors are being sent back by themselves. He says EU governments all deny this has happened, despite anecdotal reports to the contrary.
We have been particularly attentive to the situation in Afghanistan, which is certainly not an easy one. There are great security challenges in Afghanistan. Of course, we recognize that. But that is something that is also recognized by the authorities in the member states when deciding upon return and when taking the decision in a court of law that leads to a return process.
That would, in fact, seem to be reflected in this year's figures from the European Asylum Support Office, or EASO, which tracks where asylum seekers come from and where they're allowed to stay. EASO says last year, 33% of Afghan requests to remain in the EU were granted. For the first 6 months of 2018, That figure rose to 43%. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.